busy that we never needed to.
Hi, Ron. How are you doing today?
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I hear that. I hear that quite a bit, you know. And the thing about our positions is it's not necessarily for those who are in dire need, because it's not something that's done overnight. If you're in dire need, you may need to go with a lead source or something else. This is intended for the client who's established and wants and can handle more work and wants to cherry pick the stuff.
Yeah.
So, if you're somebody who's already well established in your area and things like that, then, you know, it's going to be good. So I'm just taking a look around here and I see that you have a GBP. But there's no website, right? She said your website's down.
Yeah, we have a domain name, but it's down.
And who's the domain through?
Our domain name. We've been with these people forever, but it's called Host Monster.
Okay, I've heard of them. Okay.
And they got WordPress and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
I tried it once myself, and I came up with something not so great, but then we hired somebody to do something. And he did come up with something good, but it was always down, and then, you know, he'd never return my phone call, so I kind of got tired of him. So
yeah,
so actually
frustrating.
We've been kind of out of a website for a little while.
Sure. Okay. Well, we could definitely help, and we can even write the content directly to your domain as long as it's not a Wix domain. That's why I asked that question. Wix isn't Google compliant. It's the one that we can't work with. So outside of that, I really don't like foresee a problem with it. I believe that we could definitely help you. So this
I
is
don't
a
know what Wix is, so.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I have no idea what Wix is.
Oh, Wix is a domain that is it's free. Okay, it's a free destination.
Oh.
It's a free, like people who are just starting out will go get a Wix domain. But the thing about it is there's something about the format itself, even when they get the paid Wix one, it's just not good quality. And we can't promote it. It's not compliant. So it's just, it kind of sucks, you know, because people are like, but it was free. Yeah, well, I mean, you got to consider that
right.
In the fact that, you know, we might want to consider that anything that's free, you know, may not be, you know, not everything that's free is worth having. So
yeah, we've had Host Monster forever. Our emails are all through it. They got all kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
it's worked really good for us. And you can also import stuff, and they have their own tools like WordPress. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, WordPress is who we use to build the site, so it would be completely compatible, not a problem. We can actually put our layout directly onto your domain, and we can have that up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. And our sites, they don't go down and all that kind of stuff. Like, changes are made in real time. The longest I've seen a change take is like 48 hours if it's like over the weekend or something crazy like that, you know?
Right.
They happen really quickly, and you actually have access to it yourself if you wanted to. You have the ability to go in there through the dashboard and make the changes yourself as well. Okay.
Do some editing. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
do the editing through the website editor. So first and foremost, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. So what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're going to close the category down. We're not going to work with anybody else who offers those same services that you guys provide to your clients, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, she did give me the service radius and all the things here. She also put that 20 years in business, but you have 35 years of experience. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And
at least somewhere around there.
Kind of lose track after a little bit.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it.
Right? Just don't want to risk injuring ourselves by using that much brain power some days, right?
Yeah, right. I thought about it the other day. I was like, yeah, I've been doing this. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, God, I've been doing it longer than I thought.
Wow. How funny.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's cool that you have all the experience. She also put in here that your brother is your partner.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you, can you make the marketing purchase on behalf of the company on your own, or do you need to consult him first, or what does that really look like?
I mean, I'd probably consult with him, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to, but yeah, I would, yeah. No,
okay.
I always run a buy him, though, of course.
Right. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure what we're looking at, so that way we, should we go ahead and maybe bring him in on the line, so that way we can just discuss it together, or is that an option?
No, I doubt it's an option right now. He's actually with the guys out on the job site right now, so I don't
okay.
even know, I don't even know what he's doing right now, to be honest with
you. Okay, no worries. So, what you're looking at here, I'll just go ahead and go over it with you. You can tell me if we need to bring him in
yeah.
or what's going on, okay? So what you're looking at with the legacy credit is that's actually going to bring your monthly investment rate down to a flat cost of just $299 a month. That's month to month.
Okay.
There's no contract. So it's about 10 bucks a day. And the program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So the initial investment is $398, and then each month after that is just $299. Now, specifically,
okay.
what the program will include for you guys is that first page placement on Google there within the local map. So we will take your current Google business profile, and we're going to put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We will go ahead and include the website as well, because we want to have that dedicated space for your clients to land on when they go to Google and they find you. Even if they're getting your name word of mouth, we still want them to have that dedicated website. It is important because people go, they may get your name word of mouth from the water cooler, the lady at the water cooler, or from some lady at the grocery
right.
store. But 9 out of 10 people will still go to Google, right? And they want to look. So
yeah.
we want to have a
mm-hmm.
proper representation of the company. Now, the cool thing about this is that you don't have to – go ahead.
I was going to say, so is it just in that map area? Or cause sometimes mm-hmm. when you scroll down, like you can find their website, you know, or you find, you know.
Right.
So is it –
So that's
like
called the organic section. The section you're talking about is the organic section. And yes, you can and
okay.
will come up down in the organic section as well. We're actually a Google Premier partner. So we have the ability to sell all Google products. Google Guaranteed up
okay.
at the very top of the page. Google Ads, which is directly below that, but between the map and the very top. Google
mm-hmm.
organic section is something that's done through SEO of the back end of the website itself. It's different than the off-site optimization we're talking about for the map. So
mm-hmm.
it is included with the package, and over time you will show up there. And the organic section is one that's like, it's kind of like for the vets, right? It's the ones that have stuck it out
mm-hmm.
because it takes about six
yeah.
to 8 months of programming for you to show up there, but you can and will, absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can, we can include other, like I said, we have the ability to include other pieces of the puzzle. And the local map section, it's not only going to cover you for that specific zip code because we're able to put your service radius. But additionally, we give you the length on the program to cherry pick the jobs from the specific areas that you want. I know you went over a few of them with Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Tara. We also do that through the Facebook ads and social media marketing. Okay?
Okay.
So that's all inclusive with the package. I was going to tell you, you know, you don't have to be like a computer tech guru to enjoy the benefits
right.
of this package, because that's literally what you'd be hiring us for. We would literally be taking the reins on it.
Right.
We actually would take your current, I have your Facebook page here, so we're going to take this and we're going to put that on steroids as well. We're going to clean it up. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We're going to ensure that the Shade Care company has proper representation across all platforms. We're even going to do a cleanup for the
mm-hmm.
top 60 directories, which is like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. Anywhere that you don't have these profiles, we're going to create them and attach the website. So it's going to brand you across all platforms. Okay?
Yeah.
And when you have the Facebook ads and the Google business profile together under one roof, what happens is it does automatic retargeting. So I'm sure that you've been on Google before. Maybe you're looking for a gift for your wife or, you know, whatever the case is. And then you see that same thing kind of chasing you around the internet. Makes sense?
Oh, okay.
Like you start seeing it pop up everywhere else and you're like, where did this come from? Right? It's the same thing. I didn't even go there to look for that. But yet there it is, right? So that's called retargeting. Yep. And we're going to provide that for you guys as well. People are using Facebook as a direct search engine, but it's also going to give the retargeted ads whenever they're going through their Facebook stories or the reels. If they're just looking through the posts, you're going to be coming up. But additionally, when they're looking specifically in the areas that you want to come up in, the specific areas, then you're going to pop up there as well. Okay?
Okay. All right. I understand.
The next piece is some... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the next piece is the mobile platform. So we want to make sure that we're setting you up for optimal success. iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. We include all the different pieces to the puzzle in order to ensure that you're getting the proper placement, and you get a tracking and reporting system as well with the entire thing, Ron. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. We earn your business month in, month out, and with this, you're able to track the success. As I said, I will be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So it'll be my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of it. But as a performance-based company here, we are used to producing results. For the past 18 years, this has been a great tool for our clients to be able to track their success as a local splash dashboard.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts?
$2.99 a month for all?
Correct.
Well, the price sounds good.
Yeah. It's really reasonable because that package is normally $5.99 a month. But you're well established in your area. It'll never go up though. You'll be locked in at the $2.99. It'll never go up or change. It'll never increase. And then there's just that one time setup fee of $99 to get it going.
So, and you said there's no contract?
There's no contract.
So you can cancel at any time.
You can cancel at any time. We would ask that you stick it out a minimum of 2 months. That way everything can come to full fruition. You have a couple of pieces in place already. You have the domain. You have the Google business profile. You have the Facebook page. So we don't have to start from ground zero. But what the terms and conditions state is a maximum of 30 to 45 days for full placement on the first page of Google.
Uh-huh.
The Facebook ads, those are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The NAP cleanup and for all the directories, that happens in the first 7 to 10 days. The website is completely up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. So it happens very quickly. It's just what I'm required to tell you about the terms and conditions.
Okay. So what is the website cost, or is that all included?
It's included.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's already included with the package.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good then.
You want to give it a shot? Let me earn your business.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Like I can, like while I was sitting there talking to you, I typed in. Well, let me do it again. It went away. I typed in tree service, and then. There's some guys up here at the top, and then I scroll down, and then there's a map which shows it says businesses, and there's a little map bar, and it shows where they are. And some guys here on the map, and then I scroll down a little bit, and I think it shows these must be the people that are on the map with a direct call button. They have a call button next to their names. And then you scroll down further, and well, first I see Yelp and Angie, and then I start seeing some tree guys as advert, you know, like Steve Rod, and some guys I've never, I don't know. So that's basically, it's going to be in that map, and then as you scroll down, you see their names, and then there's a button to the right that says call. It's going to be just like that, basically?
Exactly. That's exactly how it's going to be.
Okay. And we can pick and choose from certain zip code areas that we prefer to be in?
Yes, you can pick and choose. So the local map itself is going to cover you for, it usually covers like about a max of 20 miles in and around right there where we drop the pin. I have your Google pin verification dropped at 95670.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
That's perfect, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think 20 miles from there would pretty much cover every area.
But we can target specific zip codes as well in the Facebook ads, and that's going to actually retarget back to the Google listing. So we're using all the pieces to kind of target and get you what you want.
Is there certain zip codes that you don't want to get any hits from?
Yes.
I mean, we obviously... Like everywhere, we have our bad areas.
Everybody does. Everybody has their slummy areas. I don't take it personal, and I'm not going to judge you either, okay?
We're not a low-end company, so we don't you typically work in certain areas, you know. Well, I mean, definitely the price sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. So for account purposes, is your first name officially Ronald or is it Ron?
It's my real name is Ronald.
Is that how it reads on your credit card?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any middle initial?
I think there's S.
S as in Sam?
Yeah. So what was the name of you guys, your business? I'm sorry.
We are Local Splash, like your local newspaper, Splash of Water. We're localsplash.com. Let me do this for you real quick because I heard that. I heard that hesitation at the last second when you realized that this is going to be asking for a credit card. Let me send you a text real quick. And then you can take a look and check us out. I understand. No worries.
I'm a research guy here.
Here.
I gotta research everything.
Send you this. You should receive a text just now that's gonna say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Go ahead and pull that up for me.
So Local Splash. I thought it was Local Splash.
When you open it up, it's gonna say take control of your online presence. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, so as you scroll through, you'll see our process. You're going to see, you know, we get you found online, generate better qualified leads, track your success. What I want to draw your attention to is our proven success of 18 years. And down below our process, you're going to see where it says Google Ads Partner. Do you see that?
I don't know. I was scrolling through that. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Go ahead and click on that G. That has the box around it. It's a very colorful Google G.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that, it's going to take you away from my website. I'll draw your attention to the search bar on your phone. It's going to take you to google.com/partners. So this is our badge of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
This proves that we are who we say we are, and Google backs us with the ability to fulfill the promises that we give you guys. Now, when you click the back button, just so you can have a quick look at the exact package, which I am going to send it all over in writing to your email as well, but when you click the back button and you go to SEO packages, the one I want to draw your attention to is the Platinum package, okay? That's the package we're talking about to start you guys with.
Okay.
And that is normally $5.99. And it's normally a $2.99 setup, so I'm giving it to you for $2.99 a month with the one-time setup of $99. Okay?
Okay.
And then we can always talk upgrades after we show you how well this works. I believe that you'd be a great candidate for Google Guarantee, and the lead cost in your area is extremely low. Extremely low for tree services. It's literally, I think it's $24, and they're guaranteed leads from Google. So if that's something that you guys are... That is $25.33 for your leads. That's actually the ideal package. So the ideal package, and it wouldn't cost that. Okay. It's not going to cost that. That is the campaign price based on a few different things. So, the initial cost to get the ideal going is just the $398 and then a one-time setup fee for, it's an application setup fee for Google Guarantee. So it's a separate portion of the program. This would give you an additional spot on the first page of Google at the very, very top. Okay. There are a few requirements. You have to have, and I'm sure you guys do because you've been in business so long, you have the C61 tree service license?
It's the D49.
Okay.
Isn't that the tree service, D4?
Let me see here. The one it's giving me is the C61, but there may be different ones available that they accept. As long as it's a tree service license, then they accept them. So there's a vetting process.
What is the C, what'd you call it?
C61 tree service license.
C61 license.
Let's see here. I see the D49 tree service contractor. C61 is a limited specialty, so it seems like that's kind of like a derivative. So they intertwine. Okay.
Okay.
I see. Yeah,
okay.
It's fine. Yeah, it's
I'm
good.
I'm curious about what's a C61. I'm like, I got the D49. But,
no, it looks like the D49 is the top dog because he's the contractor. And the specialty
contractor
beneath him is the C61. So those guys have done like the bare minimum and you've gone like full tilt is what it looks like. But, so when you did that search for tree service, at the very top of the page, did you see where it said Google Guarantee next to a few of those providers?
I did not. I can go back here.
You may have to go into an incognito window. I don't know how many searches you've done or times that you've cleared your cache, but to get a clean search, you need to do like an incognito window and then just put in tree service near me. And then up at the very top, it's going to produce a search result that says Google Guarantee for about 3 or 4 contractors. So Google built this pay-per-lead service to Trump.
I see that.
You see? So you click on, go ahead and click on one. Click on one of them. The guys that I see there
click
for you, you're not going to charge them. I see Bailey Tree Company. Of course, I searched in okay, so if you click on Bailey, what you see here is you can even click where it says details on Google Guarantee, get it done right, or Google pays you back. So what Google is guaranteeing is that you are a quality service provider. There's a background check.
Okay.
That's what the application fee goes for. And there also is, you know, we have to have the license and the insurance, okay? Now, whether you have one employee or 50 employees, it's only a one-time application cost, okay? And once your Google Guarantee approved, then you'll be listed in that section as well. And when they click on that section, it's different than any other type of pay-per-lead service. Like, have you ever tried HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack, Angie's?
We did. Yeah.
I hear the disappointment.
They talked me into doing it again recently.
No, listen.
We had a bad experience.
Listen. No. So I've heard great experiences. I'm not knocking them. Their apples were oranges.
Right.
But what I can tell you
right.
is that what they do is they purchase a position for their company name. They're within the Google Ads, and then they capture the lead and resell it to you guys. There's nothing exclusive about it. And you have to chase that client down, okay? The lead cost fluctuates. There's a number of things.
We just signed up earlier this week. I thought I'd try it again because we're getting slow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called HomeAdvisor back then. And
mm-hmm.
we didn't like it. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And well, I was like, well, we'll see if it's different. It's not. It's the same thing. They just changed their name. But actually, I went to a lead this morning, and it turned out okay. So we'll
good.
Give it a
chance. Right. Yeah. Well, I have the cure for cancer as far as leads go with this. So the thing is I'm dead serious. I get so excited about this one because the thing about it is, you know, I know how Thumbtack Networks, Home Advisor, I know how they work, right? And this is the opposite of that. So Google has multiple fail safes in place. First and foremost, you can, if I were to go to your profile on Home Advisor and click on your phone number, it's going to charge you a lead automatically just because I clicked on your phone number. Okay.
Yeah.
You can click on Bailey's phone number right now and it is not going to charge him. Okay.
Right.
And the reason why is because all those calls are recorded and they want to ensure that it is actually a qualified lead before they charge you. So there's only two instances that Google even considers it a qualified lead. Okay.
So,
and that's
so
if.
Question about. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so I met that client this morning and it went well. And, the guy said, I asked him and I said, well, you went on Angie's leads and requested a contractor to contact you. And he's all, no, I didn't.
Mm.
And he was an old guy and I'm looking at him like, okay, maybe you just didn't realize it, but you did.
So
how did they intercept? He was doing a search or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying they intercepted that phone call somehow?
Yes, absolutely. So whether he clicked on Home Advisor or Angie's, or I mean, they were previously known as Service Magic. They have multiple little entities that they're using, and the situation.
Mm.
And I've seen it many times. That same lead went out to you and a few of your competitors. You just happened to be the one that closed it down. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with the opposite, you have to be fast. But this, with this, the clients have gone to Google, they've looked at your profile, and they've decided to call you directly. So when it's coming in as a lead run, you know for a fact that it's a Google guarantee lead because it's a specific number that is assigned to your phone. And that call is recorded, and it says for a fact Google guarantee LSA lead coming in. So you know it's a live human on the other end of the phone, okay? Now, if that live human is asking for estimate and you give estimate over the phone, or if that live human is requesting a service and you go out to give estimate face-to-face, those are the two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. Now, AI is always listening. In the event that a call slipped through that did not meet that criteria, we have access to the call. You have access to the call. We send that over to Google and we say, we're disputing this. We need this lead cost back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they refund it. Now, if that call happened to be a sales or solicitation call, if it was somebody seeking employment with your company, if it was somebody requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, if they happen to be requesting a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged for any of those things. You're only charged for the two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead.
Okay. So that's if they hit that call, button like I was supposed to.
If they hit that call button on the Google guarantee and they talk to you through from that section, it's going to be different than the regular phone number that's on your regular Google listing, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're going to, if you take advantage of this one, it would be in addition to the regular program. So you'd essentially have two of the top spots on the first page of Google, the local map and the Google guarantee.
Okay. How much is that one?
Well, the upfront cost on it is just the $250 application fee. The application, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get it completely approved is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 to 10 days. In fact, I had two of my clients approved within 4 days this week because they were on top of it with getting back the documents and the application that we need. And then once it's Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google requires a minimum monthly budget to start with 13 leads. Your lead cost is $25.33. So your minimum monthly budget is $331 for 13 leads. The way it works is like this. We go ahead, we get the background check, we get the Google Guarantee approval, we call you up, we say, Ron, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. If you're not ready to pay the $331 yet, you don't want to cut the leads on yet, you say, call me back in 3 days, 4 days, however long it is, a month, whenever you want to start it, because you've already been approved. If you're ready to crank the leads out, then you say, cut it on, you're going to pay the $331. At baseline, the way the package runs without any assistance or any type of changes is it's going to give you approximately 3 leads a week, okay, for 13 leads in a month. But you have the ability to increase or decrease as you see fit. So if you want, you take on those first couple of leads, you want to crank it up, you say, you know what, I want 6 leads in a week. I want all 13 in the first week. Whatever the case is, you have the ability to increase that. The latter is also true. If your cruise were to get booked out or you were going on vacation for a month or whatever the case is, if you needed to pause the campaign, say through the holidays, you wanted to pause the campaign, you're taking a couple of weeks, you call in and pause the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign, if you pause the campaign with $283 left in the budget, that budget rolls over to the following month. It is not an automatic charge. It is only replenished when the budget has been completely exhausted and you have approved for us to go ahead and replenish it. So it's, there's no way for automatic charges or strange things to happen. Now, that lead cost.
How much a month is the 13?
That's 331.
How much was that a month?
331. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
But the only upfront cost on it is that $250 application fee. So if you wanted to get to go ahead and get both going, we can absolutely do that for you. So the $398 is to get going, and then the $250. So it'd be $648 to get set up. The reoccurring cost would just be the $299 for the local package with the Facebook ads. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, it would be the $331, and you're in complete control of how quickly or slowly those come in.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds better than the Angie lead.
Google built this 5 years ago to trump Angie, to trump networks, to trump Thumbtack, Porch, House, all of them, because they know what you guys go through. They themselves have been drawn in. There's a class action lawsuit against that company, you know? They themselves have been drawn in, you know? And they're like, man, all these people want is exclusive leads at a reasonable rate, you know?
Well, and these come up when people do a Google search.
Correct.
Now, to get a lead through the Angie lead, they actually got to, I don't understand how they get the, they got to click on Angie lead's website, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or they have to have the Angie app.
I kind of think that old man this morning didn't really know what he was saying, because it was through Angie lead, but he said it wasn't. So that seemed odd to me.
He might not have known, but I can tell you that I've heard multiple stories like that. I mean, so many that it's just like, they'll get a call. They're like, I didn't request that. And they're like dead serious.
Yeah.
They're like, I didn't request, I don't even have any trees. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not even the homeowner.
But
what are you talking about? You know?
I thought it was, when it was Home Advisor, I thought it was fake. Because we were getting leads. And we have an office, so the office would sit there and the lead would come through, and we would call, we would reply by email if they didn't answer, we'd call again, and we would follow up like multiple times. We're like, hey, we just paid for this, and they're not even answering their phone back, and their prices were going up to like almost $80 a lead, and I'm like, 9 out of 10 don't even answer their phone, so we canceled them right away because I thought, well, it must be scam. Like, maybe they're scamming us somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they're fake leads or it's spam or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was hesitant. I mean, and that was years ago, and I would never use them again. But we kind of got slow. I was like, all right, well, let's get some phone calls from somewhere.
Right.
And then we found out yesterday, we have two phone numbers that people contact us through. An old number, which it's still out there on the internet, and people still have it, so I keep it. And then we moved locations, so we got a new phone number. I don't know, back then when everything was landline. We had to get another number for a different location. Yeah.
Yes.
So we've been paying for two phone numbers forever. And we just found out that AT&T no longer supports that. So we're like, oh, thanks for letting us know. Now we know why the phone calls have slowed down.
Right.
So I got rid of AT&T and we went over to Verizon because they'll support multiple phone numbers to one device, you know, which is how we wanted it.
Right. And We have the ability, we have call tracking numbers that we assign with each package if people want it for that specific reason. So they don't have to have, they don't have to go out and get us another line just like that, you know?
Yeah, so AT&T lost my business yesterday.
That's too bad for them, man. They should have gotten with the program. Sometimes I think that some of these companies are really stuck in their ways, and it's so surprising. Like, how could you not be more with the times a little bit on certain things? It just kind of – they need more flexibility. With the way that the world is today, if you don't have that flexibility, you're definitely going to lose the business of people, for sure. You know?
Well, I think a little bit of that, and I think the economy is in kind of a change.
Agreed.
Especially here in California. Oh.
Yes, I'm in California. I'm in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Nice. I'm over here in the heat.
Oh, it's a cool 78 over here, and I'm complaining, like...
Are you kidding me?
I'm right by. I'm 2 miles from the water. I'm blessed. I'm a 1,000,000% blessed. Absolutely. Yes.
But it's not too bad. I'm setting the shade. It's 83, but it's been in the hundreds.
Right. So. It has been up. So, which package, or do you want to go with both?
Down.
What are your thoughts?
I definitely want to do
the base package.
You know, the one for $299. The what?
I call it the base package, the platinum package.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the Google Lead. I want to do that.
Google Guarantee.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down with Google Lead.
Well, I can start you with the base package, and then I can go ahead and call you back in a few days or a week or so and see where you're at after you've had time to mull the other one over. The thing about it is with the lead cost being so low, $25.33, I mean, I know how much tree drops can cost, you know? Like, you can't beat that with a stick, in my opinion.
No.
In my opinion.
That's true.
And I'm
our
not
costs
in,
are so high.
So high. And if you're able to secure a lead for such a small price, you know, even if it's just a trimming job, which I don't even know if you take trimming jobs or things like that, but even if it's a smaller job, I mean, $25? Really?
So how does that work again? Okay, so they Google, they see your name. They hit that call button. Now that call won't, they see multiple names, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the page.
Correct.
And they click the call button next to your name. It only calls you, right?
Correct.
It only calls us.
It only calls you.
Okay, so
the thing about it is they can go on and look at your profile. So they can click on all the things. They can look at your website. They can get familiar with you. They can read all the reviews. The guaranteed section on Google actually backs what it is and why it's so special is because it backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So in the event that something went horribly wrong, the client has 30 days to contact Google, and that's what Google's promise is get it done right or Google pays you back, okay? So they're guaranteeing to the general public that the Shade Co. has been tried and true is absolutely the Shade Care Company.
Right.
Sorry. It's tried and true. It has been background checked, has been vetted, has all the specific things that are required, and they back your company up with additional insurance on top. And what they're guaranteeing you guys is actual qualified leads, okay, instead of the gobbledygook that y'all have been dealing with, and they do it at an affordable rate. Now, Google hasn't changed their pricing on these leads since 2018. We haven't gotten a heads up in quite a while, so I don't foresee any other price changes. But in the event that they were going to increase the price on the leads, then we would call you and let you know before we charge the lead budget. It's not an automatic charge.
Honestly, it sounds pretty fair. The lead cost is actually better than Angie's lead, like almost twice as much. So, I mean, it does sound pretty good, and I think it probably, I really do think it would work better, too.
Oh, it absolutely will work
Google.
Better.
Yeah. Everybody uses Google, right?
Everybody uses Google. I haven't met a single, if you don't use Google, you might be under a rock.
Yeah, you got some hatred for Google, I think.
Yeah, there is, but they still have to use it, whether there's hatred or not. Like, it has taken over. You know what I mean? They, even to get to DuckDuckGo or any other platform, like, you generally have to go to Google first, or it's somehow tied in. Even when I go to Mozilla,
Google, DuckDuckGo.
all of my bookmarks and everything that are saved through Google show up on Mozilla Firefox. Okay? Like, it's all tied together. I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Google has dominated.
Well, honestly, I'd rather, I would like to do it all.
Okay.
I keep calling it Google Leads, but that's not the right, what's it called again?
Google Guaranteed.
Google Guaranteed. I'm going to write that down so I can stop saying that.
Well, I'll send you an email on it in just a minute. That way you have it. But I'm assuming you want to start with just the Platinum package and get that going, and then you can upgrade.
Okay.
Let's do that.
And then I'll give Angie's lead a month since I just paid for it, and then I'll cancel that one.
Okay. Cool.
I don't want to throw my money.
Yeah, you don't want to throw your money down the toilet. Of course not. You
right.
should at least get your money back from it, give it a month, and then you can, and when you're, like I said, the upfront cost on it is just the $250. So even if you give that a go and get it going while you're finishing out the month with Angie or whatever the case is, then you still have that time that it's going to take to approve everything. Okay.
That's true. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So what is your last name?
Smith.
So it's Ronald S. Smith?
Yep.
Email?
Do you want the one that's going to go to me now or to the office? Because I'm out in the field.
It's up to you. I just want, where am I going to send the invoices to?
Let's send them to the office.
Okay.
So let me give you that one. It's trees, in plural.
Mm-hmm.
So TREES it's at theshadecareco.com.
I like that. The Shade Care Co. I like
Freeze
that.
The shit. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the
people said.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sending out.
You know, you've always wondered if you pick a good name as an owner, but. And a lot of people give me compliments about it, but I've never been real confident about it. I've always thought I should have spent more time and thought of something different.
Anyway, I like it. It's simple, and it makes you feel comfort. I feel, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, I like that.
The first two emails coming through are from me, anelson@localsplash.com. It's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing with all the details that I've outlined to you. The second one is going to be client dashboard and analytics. The third is going to be labeled Google Guaranteed, and it's going to have everything laid out for you, okay, in the exact order and details. That way you can wrap your head around it and figure out when you're ready to come over, because I know you're gonna.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's there for you too. And then, let me see here. I have most of the information that I need. I just need to do a couple of things. Ron, trees at theshadecareco.com, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Now, I don't have access to that email right now, but I can call my office.
Yeah, because it's showing me, give me just a minute. Let me see if it bounces back. It was showing me invalid email, but give me just a minute. Let me see what happens.
It's giving me a valid email. Somebody said that the other day, too.
Well, it might be just the system, so that's why I said, let me see if it bounces back. Because once in a while, my system will be wacky, but it is tied directly in. So it usually tells me if it's a good one or not. Now, the phone number that I see here on the Google listing is 916-344-5226. Is that the office number?
You know, that is our old one, and that's why we keep it, because it popped up right there.
Okay.
Can I give you one at... I'd rather people, you know, I'd rather the phone numbers come from.
Yes, go ahead.
We're trying to get out there. So that one's 916-903-7335.
Okay.
The 344 number does work, though, but
okay,
it's from an area that, I don't know. I just hang on to it just because.
Right. And what is the address for the business itself?
So we use a P.O. box. We keep our address a secret. So is that good enough?
No, we can't use the P.O. box. We'll still keep it a secret, but we can't use the P.O. box. If we have to re-verify or anything, we have to have a physical address, but we will not tell Google. Like, it won't be posted for anybody to know what it is.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, let me give you my home address then. Can I do that?
Okay, let me tell you this. I want the address that is at the place that this Gold River CA 95670, because you said that is where you want the base. So I want that address.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Well, because we're not in there anymore. That's why I'm saying. We're not in that building no more.
Okay. Well, then you can give me the home address. That's fine.
Okay. It's a little ways away. That's why I didn't want to. Like tell people, we have a yard, but we don't accept mail there or anything like that.
It has to be a place where you can get at least one piece of mail.
All right, I got to give you my home or my P.O. box. So
yeah, P.O. box. They won't let me take it, so it's going to be your home.
Okay, that's 5154.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 8 Mile Road, two words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Camino.
Got it.
Camino. Yeah.
Got it.
95709.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I need to schedule your client. Go ahead.
That's not exactly that's not exactly in the area we work.
No. And do you have access to this Google business profile that I see here in Gold River? If you have access to it, which they're going to take you through during client onboarding, then we won't have to re-verify and we can leave it where it's at. Okay?
I'm not so sure, to be honest.
Okay.
So how do I get there to find it? Just Google my name?
Yeah, that's how I found it. It was just by Googling your business name, city, state, and zip code. But getting into the Google business profile is like a specific thing that they'll take you through during client onboarding, because I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
For your client interview, I have appointments starting tomorrow morning as early as between 7 and 8 a.m. The last one is between 2 and 3 p.m. tomorrow. Which time frame would you like?
Let me see. What am I doing tomorrow? You said the first one was between
7 and 8. There's 8 and 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 1 and 2, or 2 and 3.
You know, 9 and 10 would be perfect.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and set that in the calendar now. And then what's going to happen is 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text as well as an email reminder that's going to say, hey, Ron, client onboarding is coming. And between 9 and 10, I will be the one to contact you and introduce you to your onboarding agent. And then we'll go ahead and get client interview underway. Okay. Now, the conversation itself. really only, it may not come right at 9. I always like to set the proper expectation. It may be a few minutes after 9, 9:15, something along those lines. Or it might be right at 9. It just depends on how quickly they got finished up with the guy in front of you. Okay?
Yep.
Now,
okay.
The other thing that I also like to explain is that call is going to come from our 877 phone number. So I'm going to send out a few text messages. The first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. As promised, I am the lead on your account and point of contact, so it's important for you to save that 877 phone number in your phone. And the second one's going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system, okay?
Okay.
During the client... You just got the text with my phone number?
Yeah, I just got it.
Perfect. Now, that 877 phone number is universal, and then when the recording comes on, you can press 1, and you can say Amy Nelson, or you can say 224, and you'll be connected with my desk. Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll add that to my contact.
Awesome. Now, if I don't answer right away, just know it means I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you. You will hear my voicemail. You'll know it's me, so just leave me a voice message, and I'll call you back within an hour, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. The other thing is during client onboarding, they're going to want the username and password, the credentials to be able to log into that domain. So it's important that you have them available at that time so we can get started right away, okay?
Are you talking about for the HostMonster?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay. But the card you're putting on file, is the billing address the 5154 8 Mile Road?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address?
It's P.O. Box 1474.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Fair Oaks.
Okay.
California 95628.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Ready for the card number? Go ahead.
All righty. Hold on a minute. I have it out. Okay, it is 4100 4004 2156 4140.
Expiration month and year?
0826.
The 3-digit code on the back?
616.
I need to set a security question on the account, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name, your choice.
I have to think about it. We could use my mom's maiden name.
Which is?
I just think about it. I just spelled it. So, so it's Bocka one, B-O-C-K.
Uh-huh.
O-V-E-N.
I had to spell it twice. The second time I spelt it right, too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to charge
like,
the card for
this
the...
one at all.
I'm going to charge the card for the $398, and then I'm going to go ahead and read this voice verification that goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
The Shade Care Company Incorporated.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ronald Smith, President.
Ronald, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Just let us know if you choose to move forward with anybody else so we can work with them as well. We can see that you're already working with Angie's. Obviously you know the gig. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is July 27, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 27th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $299. Should you choose to pause or discontinue your services for any reason, we ask that you please do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of September. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. There's just one last bit of business, and then I can let you go, Ron. On your cell phone, you should see a link that says Local Splash. Ronald S., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay.
I can send you the link if it's better for me to just kind of individualize it. I'll send it over now. It'll say HTTP.
I clicked on one that wants me to put my email, my name, my phone number, my company.
No.
The wrong one?
Yeah, that's not the right one. I'm sending it over right now here. That's just, it says here that Google may require additional things for verification such as business license or insurance, things like that, but they're going to go over that during client onboarding tomorrow with you. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we'll take care of it for you. No worries. So that's what you're paying us to do, is to submit everything and get you squared away.
Okay.
When you click on the link I just sent you, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah, I got it. I think
perfect.
I'm going to signature part.
Yep. Just make sure you click the box right above it that says agreeing that you are the one who made the purchase today on behalf of the company.
Okay. Now it says a username and password.
We'll send you the username and password within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. So you don't have to worry about that right now because we haven't created the tracking system. That is where you're going to be able to log in and track the success of the program, okay?
Okay. All
right. Yep. So as of right now, the only thing that you have to look forward to is tomorrow, the client onboarding between 9 and 10. Please have the username and password for your hosting for the domain ready for us.
Right.
Exactly. If you're able to try to get into your Google My Business tonight and you're successful with that, that would be great as well. If not, we can reclaim it. Different things like that. Okay.
I'll try. It's been so long. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'll try.
Okay. Hopefully you do. I hope that you do because it's in that area that you really want. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll try that. Maybe. Cool.
Well, I hope to hear back from you soon. If you want to get Google Guarantees started before, then just let me know. If not, I'm going to put you in for a callback. Let's see. Today's the 27th. Maybe 2 weeks. You want like the 15th?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, cool. And if you want it before then you just give me a shout. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Ron, you have a blessed day. Thanks for your time. Welcome to Local Splash.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.